morning.
Yeah, hi. Fill it up unleaded, please. You got a payphone here?
Yeah, over in the office.
Thanks. Mr. Jensen's office, please. Yeah, hi, Sally. Is the boss in? Thanks. Hi, George. Look, I'm not coming in today. No, nothing like that. I just got a few things I need to take care of, that's all. Yeah, I know. It'll just have to be one more day late. I know the timing could be better, but if I don't get some time off... Look, I worked the last 3 weekends on that project. I told you I needed more help to... No, I told you I have things to do. Tomorrow's Saturday. No, I don't think I'll be in tomorrow. Or Monday either. In fact, you probably better not count on me at all. No, I mean it. Look, give it to Robertson. Let him get the ulcers. Larry, old boy, I think you're on the road to recovery. Or bankruptcy.
Hey, weren't you just in a suit?
I decided to change. Turns out I was a little overdressed.
Man, I always wanted to get me some gear like that.
Gear?
Yeah, fishing gear like you got in the back seat there.
Oh.
That's a graphite fly rod, ain't it?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Must have set you back a few bucks. Guess you're planning on doing some pretty serious fishing.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden it looks like I may be making a career out of it.
No kidding. That comes to $14 even.
All right. There you go.
Thanks. Have a good day. I hope they're biting.
What a spot. Got the whole place to myself. Great. I find the most secluded spot in the whole country, and suddenly it turns into a tourist trap.
Oh, hi there. I didn't think I'd meet up with anything on two legs in this neck of the woods.
Neither did I.
You come here to be alone, did you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
No problem. I understand completely. Upstream, about a quarter of a mile, there's a tiny little pond. Not much to speak of, but there's an old tree kind of fell across it. Good place to just sit and fish.
Great. Bye.
Yep, you just follow this path and stay to the right. You can't miss it.
Me? You expect me to just pick up and leave?
You're the one searching for solitude.
Yeah, but I was here first.
Look, son, I've been fishing this spot off and on for 3 years now. Took me a while to find it, too. Now, I may seem like a foolish old man set in his ways, but if it's all the same to you, I plan to sit down right here. And if it's not, well, I still plan to sit down right here.
Fine. Great. Well, I got news for you, pal. I'm not going anywhere. The one day I get to do some fishing, No, sir, I'm staying right here.
Suit yourself, but just quiet down, will you? Can't catch any fish if you scare them all away bellowing like that.
Bellowing? I'm not... Bellowing? You actually expect to catch something with that rod?
You got a problem, boy.
Problem? No, it's just a little unusual, that's all. I mean, no reel, no moving parts.
I'll have you know I made this rod myself.
I bet you did. Looks like something out of Huckleberry Finn.
Why, you...
What, you got Tom Sawyer out there somewhere digging for worms? Okay. Hey, what do you say we ask Aunt Polly to make some sandwiches and maybe
Whoa. Hold everything. I think I got a... Ah, look at there, boy. Meet my dinner. What do you say to that, hotshot? Looks like about a 3-pounder. Mm. What's the matter, son? Catfish got your tongue.
All right. Yeah,
that'd make old Huck proud, don't you think? You want to know the best part?
What?
Nobody can ever say it had anything to do with a fancy graphite rod and all the rest of the paraphernalia.
You know, I paid a lot for that gear. Besides, what's wrong with good equipment?
Nothing at all. Catch many fish with it?
Well, I haven't caught any fish with it, but I bought it over a year ago, and this is the first time I've had a chance to try it out.
And you had to lie to your boss to do it.
Yeah, well, worse than that, I quit. At least I think I did.
You think you quit? Huh, seems like quitting's something you either do or you don't.
Well, I guess I did.
That's so.
I was just going to take the day off and come up here for a while, but I just got so fed up. Hey, what made you think I lied to my boss?
I don't know. Thought maybe you're playing hooky. You got the look.
The look?
You know, the look. Executive type, middle management. Don't tell me. Sales, right?
Marketing.
Close enough.
Yeah, so nobody in marketing goes fishing?
Oh, it's not just that. There's other things. You shaved this morning. You're so clean cut, it's hard to tell whether you wanted to catch fish or impress them. And, of course, there's your hair.
What's the matter with my hair?
Nothing. That's the point. Is your hair messy when you wake up in the morning, or does it always lay down perfect like that? Well, I never could make mine lay right. Each little hair had a mind of its own. One day, they all just gave up and fell out. By the way, name's Bert.
Larry. Larry Turter.
Hi.
So you made that rod yourself, huh?
Oh, it wasn't all that hard. Little whittling here and there.
Yeah. You know, I used to whittle a little bit when I was a kid.
Used to?
Yeah, times changed. Too many responsibilities, too many pressures. There's just no time. It's the same thing with fishing.
Well, you made time today.
Yeah, but look what it cost. Besides, I just had to. I mean, it's been so hard to think lately. There's 1,000 little thoughts just buzzing around in my head. I just can't keep it all straight anymore. I thought maybe I'd just come here and try and sort things out, and now I've got some real thinking to do.
Well, this here's a good place to do it.
Yeah. You know, my dad and I used to hike up to a place like this back where I grew up. We'd just sit there. He used to reminisce about growing up on a farm in Ohio. Other times... other times he'd make up the wackiest stories. Just when he had me going, he'd give me this look, and I'd know he'd been putting me on, and he'd just laugh.
Sounds like you two are pretty close.
Yeah, we were. He died last October.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, we lived 2,000 miles apart and only saw each other, once a year or so. Talked on the phone sometimes. You know, when he died, I just didn't think it'd affect me like this. I'm always thinking of things we did, the times together. I'm sorry. This is getting depressing.
Oh, don't worry about me. Keep going.
No. We can talk about something else.
Well, my dad was 72 when he died. I was in my late 40s. We didn't even like each other all that much. We'd argue every time we were together, but you know, when he passed on, I felt like I'd lost my best friend.
Yeah, me too.
You got any children, Larry?
Children? No, worse than children. I got teenagers, two of them, a boy and a girl.
Your son like to fish?
Jeff? Oh, no, not Jeff.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, probably because I do. We haven't agreed on much of anything since he was 8. And by the time he hit high school, it's been open warfare ever since. Kathy's not so bad, but the two of them. I'm telling you, the only reason I think they hang around are car keys and the telephone and the free meals. You know, we used to be real close when the kids were little.
What happened?
I don't know. It was, I don't know, it was me, I guess, my schedule. Maybe if I'd been home more, you know, I just wonder how they're going to think of me when I'm gone. And that's another thing. Since Dad passed away, I'm next.
What?
I'm the next in line. In my family, I'm the oldest generation, and I'll tell you, that hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh, you're too young to be thinking thoughts like that.
Young?
Yeah, young. From where I sit, anyway. You got a lot of good years left.
Yeah, but what am I doing with them? I've been working nights, weekends, trying to get ahead. And lately, I haven't been all that sure what direction ahead is. I mean, what's the point? What kind of career is this for an adult? I mean, can you imagine a bunch of grown men sitting around a table arguing about what a dog food package should look like? I mean, do you know that there are actually people who get paid for making up names like Mighty Dog and Mop and Glow? I mean, can you imagine coming to the end of your life and the only thing you have to show for it is the fact that you invented the Tidy Bowl Man?
I can honestly say that never occurred to me.
Oh, my. Yeah, but you know what the saddest part is?
What?
Don't we take it all so seriously? I mean, guys are climbing all over each other after this account and that account. I mean, some of them would kill each other in a minute if they thought they could get away with it.
Sounds like you're better off unemployed.
Yeah, but now what? Who's to say if I go to another company, I won't end up in the same mess? Or worse.
Well, who's to say you will?
And I'm not in any position to make a career change. I spent all these years struggling to get where I am. I just don't have the energy to climb that ladder all over again. And then there's Barbara. The only thing I've really done well up to now is being a good provider. And what's she gonna think?
Barbara, that's your wife?
Yeah. Mm. This is really gonna do it. Things are already tense between us. She just doesn't understand what I've been going through lately, the pressure.
Does she know what you're feeling? Have you told her?
Not in so many words, but...
Well, how many words, then?
No words, I guess.
You love her?
Well, of course I do.
She know you love her?
Well, sure. I guess she does. I mean, what kind of question is that anyway?
Well, it's just that I have a hunch she thinks it's her you're tired of, not your job.
That's ridiculous. Why would she think something like that?
Because I doubt you've given her much reason not to.
That's not true. I mean, there's been plenty of times... Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is all my fault. Bert, you ever hear of a thing called a midlife crisis?
Yeah, that's when a guy buys a sports car, wears gold chains, and cheats on his wife. Why, are you having one?
Not like that. But I don't know. Maybe I am. I mean, maybe that's why I've been having trouble making sense of anything these days. Why I feel like it's just all slipping away and I don't have much to show for it.
I got news for you, son. That's why guys buy sports cars, wear gold chains, and cheat on their wives. Trying to grab for what's missing. You get so bent out of shape about what's wrong with your life, you're not paying enough attention to what's right with it.
Well, never thought of it that way.
Wouldn't be surprised if you never thought of it at all. Get your eyes off yourself and take a look at this thing for a minute. You know what your problem is, boy? You live like you fish. You got all the accessories, all the paraphernalia, the best of everything and everything you need. Then it takes you a year to even get the line wet. Sooner or later, you gotta stop getting ready and start doing. Stop feeling frustrated and start enjoying. Otherwise, before you know it, you're gonna look around and it'll be too late.
Yeah,
now, hear me out, boy. Does it make sense for a man to throw away his whole life just because the days are passing a little quicker than he'd like? Or because he doesn't have the job he wants? Or doesn't make as much money as he wants? Believe me, son, when you get old and feeble like me, you'll find out it wasn't worth all the fuss. You know how I want to go when my time comes.
How?
Well, I'll be sitting in my favorite chair in the den, see? My family, the wife and the kids and the grandkids, they'll all be there. We'll say goodbye, get around to saying all those things you never say, pray together. I'll kiss them all goodnight, they'll go home, and then I'll just take hold of Jeannie's hand. That's my wife, Jeannie. And I just go to sleep and wake up with the Lord.
That sounds nice, Bert.
You notice there's nothing in there about all the work at the office? I'm not going to be worried about bills and taxes and yard work.
And painting the house.
None of that stuff. It's the people that count. Then and now.
Yeah, but that's the point. Everything I do is for the family. If I didn't have all these obligations and the responsibilities,
you'd be doing the same dumb things you're doing now. Get off it, Larry. You work yourself to death because you want to. Beating the competition, getting ahead, oh, it's an ego trip. Makes you feel important, worthwhile. At least it used to, right?
Right. Now I'm an unemployed man of leisure. No job stress, no ulcers, no problems, no paycheck.
Don't worry. You'll find another job, smart kid like you. Better job, maybe. You know, from where I sit, doesn't look like you have it nearly as bad as you think you do. You just gotta realize that you've been spending too much time on the stuff that isn't gonna count for much when it's all said and done.
Where were you 15 years ago when I could have done something about all this, huh?
Well, if memory serves me, I was going through a little crisis of my own. Of course, we didn't call it that back then, but it's not like you can't do something about it now, you know. Sounds like something the ghost said to Scrooge, doesn't it? Well, I think it's time to put away my soapbox.
So you're leaving already?
Yeah, I think so.
Is one fish your limit, or is it the company?
There's neither. That's about as long as I stay.
Isn't that kind of short for a fishing trip?
Would be if it was the fish I was after.
And it's not?
You kidding? Today's the first time I even got a nibble. This is probably the worst fishing hole in the country.
What? Well, why do you keep coming back here?
Therapy, boy. The atmosphere does it. Good place to sit and think. Why, I decided on a career change, too, right here.
Yeah? Well, what kind of business were you in?
Well...
Wait, don't tell me, let me guess. Marketing, right?
Sales.
Close enough. So what did you decide to do?
You see that fishing pole of yours?
Yeah?
What does it say on the side?
Made in USA.
Above that.
You mean Foster?
Bert Foster. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
You mean you make these things?
That's me. Best rod and reel manufacturer in this part of the country, if I do say so myself.
Give me a break. You don't even use your own gear.
No need to in a place like this. What's the catch? Besides, who says this is my gear? Told you I made it myself. And you go here.
What's this?
My business card. Why don't you take a few more days, do some fishing, take your wife out to dinner, talk with your kid, you know, things like that. Then give me a call. Maybe we can find a place for you.
Really?
Well, you obviously know good equipment when you see it. But you can't work weekends, understood?
All right, understood.